He came to give a lecture about freedom of expression in the United States, but left on a stretcher, headed to hospital and emergency surgery. Police say the celebrated author Salman Rushdie was stabbed in the neck and the abdomen. Witnesses say it happened quickly.
He had just walked onto the stage, was still being introduced less than a minute before the event began, and a man rushed from this audience up onto the stage and started punching or stabbing. It wasn't quite clear, but there was clearly some sort of blood or red liquid going in many directions. A collective sigh of shock from the audience.
We have a paramedic here.
Rushdie's alleged assailant was quickly taken into police custody, and the attack decried by local leaders.
We are undeterred in our commitment to make sure that we call it out, we condemn what happened, we condemn all violence, and we want people to feel that freedom to speak and to write truth.
Salman Rushdie was forced into hiding in 1989 after his book, The Satanic Verses, was denounced by the Iranian leader Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. Many considered the book blasphemous in its portrayal of the prophet Muhammad. But even before Khomeini's ruling, it had sparked protest and been banned in several countries. A bounty of $3 million was offered to anyone that would kill the British author. But even as Rushdie was being burned in effigy, he was celebrated in the West and later knighted by Great Britain.
Many in the Muslim world did not believe that it amounted to an act of blasphemy, nor indeed did many in the Muslim world believe that he deserved to die for it. But those voices of moderation and indeed those voices of a more secular dispensation were crushed.
More recently, Rushdie could often be seen at public events. The lecture was expected to focus on the role of the United States as a home for free expression and an asylum for writers and other artists in exile. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.